Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Happy Sunday morning. This is Shaw Gage with you on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. It's Sunday, March 9th, 2025. Do not be dismayed. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Looking forward to encouraging you and having an encouraging word from the book of Isaiah today on Mix Sunday Morning. Glad you're here with us. Happy you're with us this morning on Mix Sunday Morning. This is Shaw Gage sitting with you. Hope you're with us on time this morning. You may be a little sleepy. If you didn't know, your clocks changed last night. So if the time's off, now you know why. This morning we're going to be looking at a verse from the book of Isaiah. We've been talking for several weeks just about having joy and getting rid of stuff, the hard stuff in our lives and our hearts, and not focusing on the negatives. But I wanted to share this verse with us this morning. It's from chapter 41 of Isaiah, verses 9 and 10. And the Lord says this, says, I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. What an encouraging word from Isaiah this morning. Y'all, whatever you're going through, maybe troubles, maybe financial, maybe home life, maybe something at work. I don't know what it is, but whatever's troubling you this morning, God's just letting you know through his word that it's all going to be okay. He's got you. Looking forward to breaking this down this morning. Happy to have you with us on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Big Sunday morning, Shaw Gage sitting in with you. We're talking about Isaiah chapter 41, verses 9 and 10. I want to break down verse 9 just for a second. It says this, I have chosen you, God speaking through Isaiah says this, I have chosen you and have not rejected you. What an awesome feeling. The creator of the universe is telling us right there that he has a plan for us. He's not discarding us. We're not just a piece of trash. We're not just floating through this life trying to figure it all out. But he has chosen you, and he has chosen me, and he has not rejected us. You know, if that's not grace, I don't know what is. I think that's a great definition. There's nothing we can do to earn that. There's nothing we can do, no amount of money we can put in the offering plate or to charity. There's no church attendance record. No, he has chosen us because he loves us. You know, he does have a plan for your life. You just got to let him take control. I've always had a hard time. I think most people do. We want to be in control. We want to own the outcomes, good or bad. We want to know that, hey, we've got it. It's a pride issue. But to really understand God's grace and to really let him work in our lives, we've just got to let it go. I was thinking about this earlier this week, and back when I was a teacher, we had a really neat school up in Tennessee, and in the front lobby of the school, there were these, one year I came in after summer workouts on the football field, and some people had delivered some new furniture, and there were these four really nice leather chairs sitting up in the front of the lobby, and man, they were so nice, but they were almost so nice you didn't want to sit on them kind of a thing. And one day I would, you know, first day I saw them, I said, man, those look really comfortable. And then eventually I sat on them, and then I got to where I would take my breaks in those chairs. And they're one of the most comfortable chairs I'd ever sat in my life. But as I was sitting there relaxing in one of those chairs one day, I just had this thought. Lord laid this on my heart. Those chairs are a lot like our walk with the Lord. You know, a lot of times when we're young Christians or we're too busy in life, we walk right by those chairs like we walk right by the Lord and go, you know, that looks really comfortable. I'd really like to be in his will. I'd really like to experience that someday. But you know what? I'm too busy. I don't have time. You know, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. And then eventually we get a little bit of time and we go, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to sit on that chair. And you sit on the edge of that cushion. You go, man, this nice leather chair. It's big and comfy. And big guy like me, it's easy just to have a little bit of space in there. I said, man, this is, I could get used to this. But you know what? I got a million things I got to do. I got to get up and go. And you know, I think sometimes when we're in the middle of that with God, we'll sit on that chair and we'll experience it. We know it's comfortable. It's nowhere where we're supposed to be to rest in him. But we just get overwhelmed with what we've got to do. And so we get up and we leave. And I'll be back. But you know, when I finally sat down in that chair, and I just let that cushion take me, and I just leaned back into the back of that chair, and I felt the full comfort of that chair. it reminded me of what we do with the Lord when we really lean into his will and we lean back into him. That may sound kind of crazy, but it worked for me. And it just gave me an analogy of, hey, you know, we got to lean into him. We got to sit back in the chair of God, and we just got to let him comfort us. And you come out of it rested, you come out of it relaxed, and with a new, fresh perspective of going, why haven't I been doing that? That's my challenge to you this morning. Lean back into him, trust him with everything that you got, and just relax. Because you know what? He's chosen you, and he has not rejected you. Glad you're with us this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Happy to be back with you this morning on Mix Sunday Morning. This is Shaw Gage having a cup of coffee with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Maybe a little rainy, maybe a little sunny wherever you're listening from, but I know it's an hour earlier than you're used to being up. Don't forget, you changed your clocks last night. Be forewarned. We're talking about Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 this morning. I want to break down verse 10 real quick, and it just says this. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You know, he's telling us, don't be afraid. He's with you. You know, I've shared this before, but when I was a little boy, my mom shared that with me. She said, as long as you've got your five fingers to count on, just remember this and start with your thumb and go all the way around to your pinky. But do it right now if you're out there listening. But it says, God is always with me. I was about 4 or 5 years old when she shared that with me, and I'm not ashamed to admit, you know, at my age now, I've been doing that for my whole life. And even today, sometimes you get a little nervous, you get afraid about something, you're weathering a storm in life, and nothing wrong with just looking at that reminder and saying, God is always with me, and I count that on my five fingers. You know, it reminds me of a story when I was 7, 8 years old. We took a family trip to Disney World, and we were out there doing the parade in the main avenue. I can't remember what that's called, but having a great time. My mom and my brother and my sister and my grandparents were there, and all of a sudden a thunderstorm came out of nowhere. And it wasn't like it is now where everybody had phones and you knew this storm was coming out of nowhere, but it did. And it was, you know, pretty heavy, and all of a sudden it thunder and lightning and rain crashing down, and everybody just scattered. And I turned around, like almost out of a movie, I turned around and I was all by myself. And everybody ran for cover, but here I was just kind of trying to figure out what I was supposed to do, and I didn't know anybody around. My grandparents were gone, my mom, my brother, my sister, and they all thought that the other one had me, and they didn't. And, you know, I remember being afraid. I remember being scared. And thankfully, my grandfather saw me walking down the road with this older lady. Had gotten me, and she was just, I guess, going to walk me down to the lost and found or wherever you go as a lost kid at Disney World. But he came out and he got me, and he, you know, to me, he saved me, right? And that was just, I thought about that this week as I was reading this verse and just having that feeling as a little kid of being scared and not sure where I was or where I was going to go. But there was my grandfather stepping out and saving me in that rainstorm. So pretty cool. The Lord is so much more powerful than my grandfather was, but, you know, it was just a good illustration to me that, you know, God is there. He's going to give us strength. He's going to give us help. You know, how awesome is that? Why do we not always trust him when we know that's how it works? Do you trust him fully? Are you in a storm right now? Are you in a spot where you need to trust the Lord? I encourage you to do that. Lean into him. And just let go and let God, right? You're sitting in the palm of his right hand, not barely on the edge. You're seated in the palm of his hand, and he's got a firm grip on you. And you're being held up. You know, I noticed that word last night. I was looking back over everything, getting ready for today, and it says he will uphold us. You know, he's lifting us up. So, you know, why do you hold things up? It's to keep them from things underneath happening to you as well. So don't be afraid. Be encouraged. He's with you. He loves you. He's chosen you. He has not rejected you. And he wants what's best for you. But you just got to say yes, and you just got to trust him. If you haven't done that before, all you got to do is just have a conversation with God and say, God, I trust you. I want to be in your will. I want to know more about you. And you know what? He will come into your life, and he will do that. But you just got to ask, and you got to have the faith that he's going to work it all out for you. Glad to be having a conversation with you this morning. We'll be back in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. This is Shaw Gage with you on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're talking about the Lord being with us this morning, the fact that he's chosen us, the fact that he's with us. You know, there's a lot of scary things that come at us in life, but you just got to trust in the Lord. Wanted to share a story with you. This goes back about 10 years ago, probably. I was going through my cancer journey, going through a stem cell transplant up at Vanderbilt Hospital, and really a wild time. Really, as a science teacher at the time, it was pretty intriguing. I focused on the education side of it and learning about what a stem cell transplant really was, and pretty cool stuff that modern technology and medicine has brought to the forefront that saved my life, but it was a scary time for me, and there was a lot of opportunities I had that I could have doubted, and I'm sure there were times that I did doubt, but I tried to focus on the Lord, and I tried to hold on to passages like this that, you know, God had me in his hand, and I want to tell you he did. And this one instance I want to tell you about, I was in the darkest of dark through my treatments, and this was a stem cell transplant I was going through, and there was about 3.5-4 weeks that we had to stay really close to Vanderbilt Hospital because I had no immune system. Basically, the chemo and the radiation, everything had killed my immune system, and that's what they're doing. They're killing the cancer, but they're also killing a lot of the good cells that fight off sicknesses and stuff like that. So I had to stay. We had to rent an apartment for about a month, I'll say, and we had to be within 10-minute drive of Vanderbilt Hospital just in case anything happened. And I had to go to Vanderbilt every single day. And I'd have to get blood work drawn. I'd have to get poked and prodded. And, you know, after a while, you get kind of tired of it. But you just, you know, it's for the good and it's trying to save your life. And I went in about every 3 days. You'd have to get this special collection. And it was, I think they called it a culture test or something like that. And they would draw your blood and put it in this little small, it was a green bottle, like a little Coke bottle, glass bottle looking thing. And it had a reactant in it. And your blood would react with that substance that was in there, and it would show if you were growing any kind of a bacteria or a virus or anything, and it would alert the doctors and nurses that, hey, there's something going on. We need to treat this before it gets, you know, deathly bad. And it was just a precautionary thing. Like I said, you'd get done every 2 to 3 days. And this one day I had a new nurse, and this nurse came in and was a little unsure of himself, and I remember feeling a little uneasy about it, and I started to worry and started to let that doubt creep in, and this nurse was to my side, kind of behind me. I could see out of the corner of my eye, but it was almost like he was fumbling around with the instructions, almost like, how do I do this thing? How do I hook this thing up to his port, and how do I draw this blood in? And thank goodness Janet was in the room with me, and she's – obviously, was a nurse at the time, a cancer nurse up there, and she knew what she was doing, and she was keeping an eye on this gentleman. And anyway, got everything hooked up, and he said, okay, Mr. Gage, we're going to start your blood draw. And I said, okay, and it was hooked up to the port that was connected into my chest. And, you know, typically don't feel anything, but all of a sudden I started getting short of breath, and I started coughing like that, and and then I felt like this floating experience, like I was floating up through the room, and I couldn't catch my breath, and I couldn't breathe, and I finally just had to reach over with my right hand, and I just grabbed that guy by the scrubs, and I just said, stop, stop, and Janet stopped him as well, and she ran out in the hall to get some nurses, and he stopped the procedure, and, you know, when we got calm down, you know, I had the doctors come in and some of the higher ups from Vanderbilt come in just to check on me and make sure everything was okay. But what we discovered was that nurse had actually reversed the line, and he had pushed air into my line as opposed to drawing blood out. And if you get 6 inches of air in that line, you're a goner. You're not surviving that. And the estimate was that he had pushed about 3 inches of air into my line. And I didn't see it coming. I didn't know what was happening at the time, but I knew something was wrong, and I was afraid. I was scared. But I'll tell you this, the peace of God was just over me through that whole situation. And, you know, I never doubted that I was in the palm of his hand the whole time, the creator of the universe. God had me, and I never doubted that. And when I was reading that verse this week in Isaiah talking about he will uphold us with his righteous right hand, I thought a lot about that experience and the fact that in my darkest of darks and my hardest time of all that treatments that I went through, that was probably the closest I ever came. I was within 3 inches of death. But I never doubted, and I knew the entire time that he had his hand on me and that I was in his hand. Trust in him with everything that you got. Lean into him like we talked about earlier in that chair. And he's gonna protect you. He's gonna watch you, and he's gonna bless you. Be back with you here in just a few minutes on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Our proverb this week on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5, is Proverbs 3, verses 21 through 23. It says this: keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. How do we do that? Keep wisdom and discretion. You know, that's just be smart and use good judgment, right? And that'll give us life, and that'll give us grace, and we'll be safe. You know, we're talking about that this morning. You know, ultimately, we all want to feel safe. We don't want our feet to stumble. We don't want to be in those situations. But if we stay in tune with the Lord and we keep that sound wisdom and discretion and we stay prayed up and we stay in God's word, he's going to bless us. That proverb speaks to us this morning about that. What are you struggling with? What are you facing? Adversity, trials at work, trials at home, disagreements with the people that you love, people that you don't love. You know, I was talking to some folks this week and talking about it's easy to love the people that we love, but it's hard to love the people that we don't, our enemies, you know, but that's what God's word tells us to do. It's not always easy. It's not always fun. But when you trust him and you lean into him with everything you have, you know, like we were talking about earlier with that chair, you know, we lean into the comfort of him and sit back and relax and just see what he'll do in our lives. He's going to bless that. He's going to bless those opportunities. Go impact somebody's life today, this week. We talked in the earlier segment about, you know, God's laying somebody on your heart. Who are you thinking about? Who is that individual or those individuals in life that maybe you wronged or maybe that wronged you? You know, use wisdom and discretion in those conversations and speak a word of encouragement into them. Let them know that it's all going to be okay and that Jesus loves them. Because at the end of the day, that's all we've got is the encouragement that we give to one another. I've mentioned this before, you know, growing up, I always heard the phrase, well, you can't take anything with you when you go. But you can take something with you when you go, and that's each other. So let's do a better job of focusing on that. I know I need to do that. Slow down. Don't get busy in life. Have a conversation, whether it be with a neighbor or a coworker or a stranger in the grocery store. When God lays that person on your heart, pick up the phone. Walk across the aisle. Have that conversation, y'all. We got to change this world one conversation at a time. It can be dark. It can be scary. We can get caught up in all the news and the social media and the political divide that we've got going on in this country. But you know what? I believe that's just the enemy trying to distract us. We need to quit focusing on that stuff, and we need to start focusing on what brings us together, and that's the relationship with Jesus Christ and the blood that he shed for us on that cross over 2,000 years ago. That's what grace is all about. Extend that grace to other people in your life and see what happens. We'll be back here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Thank you for being with us this morning on Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Shaw Gage. It's an honor to be here sitting alongside of you, having a conversation, encouraging one another. I hope you've been encouraged this week. Reach out to that friend this week that you haven't talked to in a while and have that conversation. You know, If you offended them, make it right. If they offended you, you know, chances are they probably don't even know that they offended you. But open that relationship back up. Build someone up this week and let them know you're thinking about them. Let them know that God is with them and to not be afraid. Share this Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, and just see what God does. You know, you never know what that one comment will do. It could be a lifesaver. It could be an encouragement that the person needs to hear right at the right time. You know, who doesn't like to get an encouraging word from a friend or even a stranger? But that's what we're here to do. We're here to be the salt and the light. And, you know, you may say, well, hey, I don't have that gift. I can't talk to people. You know what? Just start it with this conversation. Let them know that God loves them. Let them know that God's chosen them and that he loves them and he's not rejected them. And to not be afraid. And step out on that limb, you know, get out of that comfort zone. I learned a long time ago, I don't like getting out of my comfort zone, but when I do, y'all, the Lord blesses it. And you know what? You grow as a person. So step out of that comfort zone this week. pick up the phone, write them a letter, show up and have a conversation, because you never know what one conversation will impact a person's life with. Thanks for being with us. Let your friends and family know about us on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We'll be back next week. And thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.